First scripture lesson will be taken from the 89th Psalm, verses 20 through verse 37. And it appears on page 516 and 517, the Old Testament in your pew Bible. Psalm 89, verse 20 through 37. Listen for the word of the Lord. I have found my servant David, with my holy oil I have anointed him. My hand shall always remain with him. My arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not outwit him. The wicked shall not humble him. I will crush his foes before him and strike those down who hate him. My faithfulness and steadfast love shall be with him. And in my name his horn shall be exalted. I will set his hand on the sea and his right hand on the rivers. He shall cry to me, "You are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation." I will make him the firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. Forever I will keep my steadfast love for him, and my covenant with him will stand firm. I will establish his line forever, and his throne as long as the heavens endure. If his children forsake my law and do not walk according to my ordinances, if they violate my statutes and do not keep my commandments, then I will punish their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with scourges. But I will not remove from him my steadfast love or be false to my faithfulness. I will not violate my covenant or alter the word that went forth from my lips. Once and for all, I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His line shall continue forever, and his throne endure before me like the sun. It shall be established forever like the moon, an enduring witness in the skies. The word of the Lord.
Our gospel reading for today is taken from Mark chapter 6, verse 30 to the 34th verse, and also verse 53 to verse 56. To those who would like to follow, it's on page 38 and 39 of the New Testament. Please stand if you are able for the reading of the gospel. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourself and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in a boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them and hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. Verse 53, and when they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. And when they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about the whole region and began to bring the sick and on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages and cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplace and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. The word of the Lord. Before I go on to my sermon, I want to thank our senior pastor for this very, very opportunity to stand in front of you, not in my native tongue, but in English. And I hope and pray that the message that I'm about to preach will come across, even though I'm preaching in English. A warning: if ever I see someone falling asleep, that is the end of our sermon. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us. So we may feel your presence, so we may feel your guidance. Give me strength, so we may hear your words, so we may understand your words, which is good food for us. Which is good food for our spirits. Tohi fo hange hahau. Ki humau atamai. O ngā hui mua ke kere kere tāu. Ae funga makani. Pehe mau kore ngai meani huafa aloko Jesus Christ. Amen. Last Sunday, we read about how John the Baptist was murdered. We read how Herod Antipas thought that Jesus was John risen from the dead. We read how Herodias advised her daughter to ask for John's head after Herod Antipas was so pleased with her dancing. And he, Herod, promised her whatever she asked he would give, even the half of his kingdom. But today, we read about the demanding crowds were so insistent that they had no time to eat. We read about Jesus telling his men, his disciples, to come with him to a lonely place, to the other side of the lake, that they might have peace and rest for a little while. Church, we may call this the rhythm of a Christian life. For the Christian life is the continuous going into the presence of God from the presence of man. For the Christian life is the coming out into the presence of men from the presence of God. This is just like the rhythm of sleep and work. We cannot work until we have our time of rest. And we cannot sleep, and sleep will not come unless we have worked until we are tired. But there are two difficulties, two dangers here. First, the danger of too constant activity. No man can work without rest, and no man can live the Christian life unless he gives himself times with God. The whole trouble in our lives is that we give God no opportunity to speak to us because we do not know how to be still and how to listen. We give God no time to recharge us with spiritual energy and strength because there is no time when we wait upon him. How can we shoulder life's burdens if we have no contact with him who is the Lord of all good life? How can we do God's work unless in God's strength? And how can we receive that strength unless we seek in quietness and in loneliness the presence of God? How? The second danger of this is the danger of too much withdrawal. Devotion that does not issue in action is not real devotion at all. The prayer that does not issue in work is not real prayer. We must not seek the fellowship of God to avoid the fellowship of men, but to fit ourselves better for it. Burns United Methodist Church, the rhythm of a Christian life is the alternate meeting God in the secret place and serving men in the marketplace, in the hospital, in prisons, etc., etc., etc. I was telling the Tongans about a British painter. His name is Hoffman Hunt in the 18th century. And he's painting about Jesus standing outside a door with a lamp on his hand. But the doorknob to open the door is from the inside. And there's Jesus just standing outside in the rain, in the snow, hot, cold weather, waiting for someone to open the door from inside. And that's the good thing about our Lord Jesus Christ. He doesn't force you to do whatever he wants, like what our senior pastor here forcing me to preach today. Our Lord Jesus Christ just leave it to us, to our free will to do whatever he wants. But there he's standing outside the door with a lamp, waiting for a moment to come inside the door and have a private time with you. How great that will be, church. For Jesus Christ to come into your life. But now Jesus and his men and his disciples were on the other side of the lake, and the people that encountered them on the other side where they are waiting for them on the other side as well. The rest that Jesus was denied him, the privacy he was looking for was invaded. But when Jesus saw this much people, which it says in our reading, they don't have time to eat, Jesus was moved to the depth of his compassion. And he said, they were just like sheep without a shepherd. Let us look at three things. Maybe I'll try to say what Jesus means about people without a shepherd.
A sheep without a shepherd cannot find the way. Left to ourselves, we got lost in life. Life can be bewildering. We can stand at some crossroads in life and not know what way to take. It is only Jesus leads, which maketh me to lie down in green pastures. It is only Jesus when he leads, he leadeth me into the still waters. It is only Jesus leads us that we can find the way by following him. And second, a sheep without a shepherd cannot find its pasture and its food. In this life, we are bound to seek for sustenance for life. We need the strength which can keep us going. We need the inspiration which can lift us out of ourselves and above ourselves. When we seek it elsewhere, our minds are still unsatisfied. Our hearts are still restless. Our souls are still unfed. We can only gain strength for life from him who is the living bread. We can only gain strength for life from the great good shepherd of all. Last, a sheep without a shepherd had no defense against the dangers which threaten it. It can defend itself neither from the robbers or the wild beasts. If life has taught us one thing, it must be that we cannot leave it alone. No man can defend himself from the temptation which assailed him and from the evil of the world which attacks him. Only in the company of Jesus can we walk in the world and keep our garments unspotted from the world. Only Jesus. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Without him, without Jesus, we are defenseless. But with Jesus, we are safe. Amen. I'd like to ask the Tongans, please sing to us the last verse of from the Tongan hymn 474. Oi etetaukimonun.
O Yahweh of.
Ngowela mui mui o Yahweh of. In we by faganonga, tari ne folo fol. Ma ta si ono fofonga. O Yahweh of.